Harper Audio presents Growing Up in Heaven, The Eternal Connection Between Parent and Child by James Van Prague. Read for you by Nick Sullivan. To my sister, Maura Fortune, thank you for the love you continue to demonstrate every day. You made my childhood better. You make my life better. Introduction. I communicate with the dead. It is what I do, and I am blessed to have this ability. Given the nature of the communication, I am in contact with those who have passed over and gone to heaven on a regular basis. That is, I talk to the dead quite frequently. For this reason, some may think my job is depressing or bleak, but that is far from true. As strange as it may sound, death is a part of life. That is, death is but a stage in the soul's spiritual journey. My ability and the job I have chosen on this earthly plane comes with a great responsibility. It is very important that I help share my knowledge and experience so that those who have lost loved ones can find solace and peace during their soul's journeys. All of us are on a path together. This book is written to help ease the suffering and to shine a light on a world that too few of us know or understand. Most of us greet the warmth and excitement of the rising sun as the assurance of a new day, but others awake in the morning after a restless sleep to a day of darkness, a void that we feel can never and will never again be filled. The promise of expectation has been replaced with the painful realization of the loss of future memories. This is the pain of losing a child. Loss of any kind is traumatic, but the loss of a child is truly devastating. It may be the ultimate loss we humans can ever experience on this earth. The symbiotic relationship between a child and its parent is like no other. Perhaps no explanation and understanding can ever be obtained on this physical level. We can try to learn to live with the pain, but such an event alters our lives forever. For some, it feels as if they will never be able to go on and that their lives are truly over. Others may attempt to live their lives but merely trudge along, clinging to the hope of a time when they will be reunited with their children. Perhaps that is the only thing they can hold on to in order to get through the bleak days. These folks may spend hours imagining what their children would look like, the kind of personality they would have, and the types of interests and activities they would enjoy. If you have endured the loss of a baby, child, family member, or friend, this book is my gift to you. The readings and letters contained within may help you to understand that you are never alone in your grief, that your child or loved one is always around to ease your pain, and that it is possible to survive your loss and move forward in a more aware state of mind than ever before, even if you think all of this is impossible at the present moment. If you have ever wondered what heaven looks and feels like, this book is for you. Many of us have preconceived ideas or notions about heaven as a place with harp-playing angels floating on clouds, or beings walking around in robes singing in choirs. Although I am sure there are places where these things exist, the heaven I speak of is a very different place, and I will show it to you. Prepare yourself to enter a wondrous new dimension. I will take you into a world that is even more magnificent than you could ever possibly conceive, a dimension encompassing vistas of enhanced creativity and kingdoms of beauty and art unrealized in our limited physical world. It is a world that your soul may somehow remember and, inevitably, a world you will see again. As you read this book, be aware of the wisdom of the spirits and go along with the journey. To get the most out of the words accumulated on these pages, view them with the realization that we are first and foremost spirits or souls encapsulated in physical bodies. Our souls are the entire essence of who we are. The spirit is the ethereal or subtle body created by the soul to experience the sensations and dimensions of various realities.